Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus' parable of the sower is about the infallibility of God's Word. God's Word never fails, but accomplishes the purpose for which He sends it. It was sent to find purchase in a good heart, and it was sent to be misunderstood, betrayed, and rejected by all others. There are several teachings couched in this parable that we are blessed to mine and to unpack for our learning. First, we notice that the seed of the Word of God remains the same seed regardless of the soil. Now, this is an obvious contrast to good farming practice. A good farmer chooses the crop and plants the seed based on the quality of the soil. For instance, he would plant rice in wet climates, not dry ones, wheat in drier ones, not wet climates. But Jesus is not teaching farming here. He's teaching about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of grace. Regarding that kingdom, there is one type of seed. Just as God's word and doctrine is one. There's not a gospel for women, gospel for minorities, gospel for transgenders, gospel for males. There is one gospel, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. If the seed doesn't grow, or its sprout withers, it's not an indication of a bad seed or the wrong seed, only of bad soil. It is not the seed that fails, it is the soil. That's as clear as Jesus' words. It's not the word of God that fails, it is the person. And this is obvious, isn't it? A preacher can preach in one congregation the pure doctrine of God's word that will produce a crop of abiding faith and fruit. He can preach the exact same doctrine elsewhere, and it can be met with lukewarm indifference, criticism, even opposition. One can even preach one and the same word in one and the same congregation, while some receive it and others reject it. This is a reality that Christ informs us of, so that we may not be left unaware. However, some preachers react like a weather vane, bend like a reed, and try to find a word that will please everyone. They end up preaching a God who is all blessing and no wrath, or all wrath and no blessing. Or they make the word so generic that it offends nobody, saves nobody, and is no real word at all. So against this spirit of accommodation, Jesus preaches us the parable of the sower. Teaches us to sow the same seed and not lose heart should it not produce 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. No hybrids, no genetically modified word. Preach the pure word, in season and out of season, to every tribe and every nation, and leave the growth to God. Second, the parable teaches that God's word is meant for all people. It would be very tempting to preach only to those who show a willingness to hear it. It's a great way to avoid stones cast as well. However, we have this promise from the Old Testament lesson today. The word will not return void, but will accomplish the purpose for which God sends it. So, the word will not return void. However, even if it falls on poor soil, and doesn't sprout into a living, enduring, productive faith. It is still meant for God's purpose. God's plan is not only for the word to be believed by his sheep who hear his voice. His plan is also for his word to be rejected. Under the very same conditions, God Almighty sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Jesus did not sneak from house to house, teaching only those willing to hear, or were most likely to believe. Instead, he preached openly, and his message and the word of his salvation fell upon many ears. He targeted the Jews under orders of his father, but his teaching fell on the ears of some Gentiles, whose faith exceeded the Jews, and who now are part of the seed of Abraham. Some of his disciples heard and believed, and they remained with him. Others heard and left him, because they said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And still others, of his own people, who heard his word and saw his miracles, decided that he must be stopped and plotted his murder. But that was God's plan for sending his Son, the incarnate Word, into the world. And did not Jesus himself say, "It is necessary that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise"? For if a seed falls to the ground, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Now don't be misinformed. God desires all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. But God also knows there will be those who reject his salvation, resist his word, rebel against his kingdom. This doesn't mean that the word fails them. It means the purpose of the word is to convert the hearts of those who treasure it and to reveal the hearts of those who don't. Third, we see in the parable that there are forces at work in the world to prevent faith and to destroy existing faith. It is a false and misleading dream to think that once you're baptized, or once you profess faith, or once you dedicate your life to Jesus, that you can never fall away. This is because before and after baptism, before and after faith, before and after salvation, the devil still prowls around you like a roaring lion. Evil men still persecute the innocent to corrupt them. And the world still promises you mammon and glory as an alternative to your cross. And that is why we baptize even infants and small children, even as Nara was baptized today. Cast the seed. Apply the water combined with God's word, and let it find purchase in good soil. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." He says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Can infants believe? Yes. Yes, they can. Even newborn infants can believe the word of God. Did not John the Baptist leap for joy in his mother's womb upon hearing the word of Mary? And the psalmist prays to God in the 22nd Psalm, saying, "You taught me to trust you at my mother's breast. Yes, infants can learn to trust their Heavenly Father, even if they can't speak about it. After all, they learn sin easily enough. Why can't they hear the word and believe? Why can't they learn to trust? So we do not withhold God's grace in baptism to an infant. We scatter that seed. We know full well the devil isn't going to leave a baby alone until an age of accountability. And this has to do with the lesson of the sower. The sower is not concerned about wasted seed. He's not concerned about withholding the seed from what might turn out in the end to be bad soil. Therefore, God isn't worrying about wasting his word. Wherever it lands, it has a purpose. So too, we don't know what type of soil we have on our hands. Cast the seed, water it, preach the word, and baptize children. Trust God to give the growth. And fourth, and this is very important, this parable teaches, without a doubt, true believers can fall away from the faith. True believers can fall away from the faith. The seed that fell among rocky soil sprouted. And the seeds that fell among the weeds produced fruit, only fruit that did not mature. True believers can fall away from the faith. And if faith is destroyed, it is because the word was not, quote, held fast after conversion. We are involved with our Lord and with his Holy Spirit in resisting the devil, resisting the world, subduing our sinful flesh. Even true believers will fall away from the faith if they don't hold fast. Therefore, true believers know that Jesus is not out of reach. He is the Word of God, and he is available for you to hold fast. He said to come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he said, eat. This is my body given for you. He said, drink. This is my blood shed for your forgiveness. So remember your Sabbath day. Come to church. And he has taught you how to live in him and through him, to whom we are branches as to the vine. If Christ is in your heart, keep him on your lips. Confess him before the world, even at your own peril, even to those who will hate you for it. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Put off all malice and deceit, all disgraceful and underhanded ways. Live before God and men with a genuine and loving spirit. Even if people despise your integrity and mock your faith, be patient. Pray for them and hold fast to Christ with an honest and good heart. For he has promised and said, as for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. Let it be so unto us as we believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.